question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, welcome back to the big show, everyone. Mary and I are happy to have you aboard with us today. For our B block, it's time for the Chief Travel Leader. And before we connect with Julia Simpson, the new CEO of the World Travel and Tourism Council, a quick word from Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
This Christmas season, or to begin the new year, let travel take you all forward together. Maybe you're planning a family reunion, a friendly get-together. Maybe it's an upcoming holiday gathering you want to plan, or even a long-delayed business conference. Preferred Hotels and Resorts can help make planning large group travel easier for you with more than 100 hotels and resorts offering three distinct buyout options.
You could choose from full floor buyouts at specific properties. There are whole wing buyouts of a property if you have a larger group. Or you can buy out the entire property, meaning all floors, all wings, and all facilities. To take advantage of this travel opportunity, visit preferredhotels.com, click on offers on the top navigation bar, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Something that we work hard to do consistently on this show is to keep you all updated with respected voices from multiple sectors of the travel world. Today, we're heading to London to get a global report on world travel, as we've invited the new CEO of the WTTC, Julia Simpson, that's also known as the World Travel and Tourism Council, to join us. And I can see she's ready to go and holding on that show hotline, so let's get right into this conversation with her.
Julia, nice to connect with you today. I know it's already Saturday afternoon there in London. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, thank you for having me on your show.
And nice to have you here with us. So, you know, we've enjoyed long-standing relationships with your WTTC predecessors, David and Gloria. They've been on the show, I guess, I don't know, a dozen times combined or so over the years. We've attended some of the WTTC events. Folks like Arnold Donald, Chris Nassetta, Brett Tolman, they're show friends, and I know they've made very strong contributions to the organizations in various capacities. You joined WTTC as CEO back in August, and since it's your first time on air with us, we really want to start off by saying congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Robert and Mary. It's a really exciting time to be joining the warm and large family of travel and tourism, and obviously a very challenging time, too.
Well, that's true. So let's start there. You know, clearly travel and world travel, it's been hammered by the pandemic. And as we collectively all work our way back, there certainly is terrific opportunity. So I want to know, what enticed you to take on the new CEO role with WTTC?
Well, I've got a background in travel and tourism. I worked for very many years for a British Airways and a Spanish airline called Iberia and Aer Lingus, the Irish airline. So I kind of got it in my blood, I guess. And I love a challenge. And I think the industry or the sector more generally, as we all know, is facing a terrible time at the moment. But there's a light at the end of the tunnel and things are certainly getting better. So it seemed like a great time to join and help.
Well, I love the fact that you love a challenge, Julia. And, you know, we don't have crystal balls. I wish we did, but we don't. But as we look forward to 2022 and even 2023, when the travel environment should see some healthy rebounds, what are some specific ways that you're really hoping to have WTTC influence the recovery?
Well, the first thing to say is it's really interesting getting some numbers on what's happened globally so people really understand the impact. And basically, globally, 50% has been wiped off the face of travel and tourism in terms of the value it adds to the global economy. It normally brings in about $9.7 trillion. And as I say, we've lost about $4.7 trillion of that. So globally, it's massive. And we've seen 162 million people lost their jobs worldwide. And for some developing countries, and even for some of us in, you know, the more wealthy countries, that does mean the difference between being able to put a meal on the table for your family. So it's really critical. So to answer your question about measures, first of all, it's vitally important we get as many people vaccinated as possible so that people feel they're free to travel. And I'm so delighted that next week the US is opening its arms once again across the pond to the UK and EU visitors. That's just amazing. And as you know, they've done that by recognizing World Health Organization vaccines. People that will be flying in will be fully vaccinated and protect US citizens. So that's incredible. That's number one. I think it's worth remembering, though, we've still got 4 billion people worldwide who are not vaccinated. And, you know, that could take a challenge of up to 5 years. And it's really kind of not good enough because you know, the maxim, and until we're all vaccinated, no one's properly vaccinated, we don't want the vaccine being able to change and adapt itself.
Well, that's the issue.
Correct.
You know, the variants, the longer that goes, that certainly...
Exactly, exactly.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that. You know, obviously the U.S. is reopening to international travelers this coming week. But I do want to ask you, since you are based in London, a lot of our listeners certainly may be planning trips to the U.K. or to other parts of Europe. The U.K. has had its own challenges with the virus and the variants that we just talked about. So I'd like to get maybe your firsthand report on how things are in England today. And what should travelers, you know, expect, or what can they expect, maybe is a better way to put it, moving forward in your country?
Well, thank you, Robert. Yes, I'm sitting here today in a very, very sunny London in what we call autumn and what you call fall. It looks absolutely beautiful. The leaves are changing colour and crunching under your feet. It's really glorious here in London at the moment, getting a bit nippy, as we say, a little bit cold. But in terms of what you can expect, there's very, very high levels of vaccination here in the UK. I think we were probably slightly ahead of the wave of the virus, if you like, from the US. It's hard to imagine, but it feels like it's gone from the east of the world to the west of the world. And now we have people carry on their phones a little app that shows that you've been fully vaccinated. Some venues ask you to show this, like theatres and pubs, as we call them, and some restaurants. And it's very easy to show. You just show it on your phone and you go in. In terms of masks, you'll see some people, if they go into the pharmacy or chemist, as we call it, they'll put on a mask. If they go into a food shop, they'll wear a mask. But as they're walking along the streets, they don't. And I travel every day on trains and the metro, and I always wear a mask there. But people are, you know, very, very friendly, very welcoming. And actually, the most important fact is that death rates and hospitalizations have been going down in the UK. I do have to say, though, infection rates are up, and that's because as the children went back to school, more of the children are getting it. But as we all know, it seems to bounce off children in the main, thank God. So generally, as a population, you know, people are healthy and well and living as free a life as you could possibly hope for.
Well, thank you for that report from the UK, Julia. So this week here in the US, we've seen some positive reports coming out of Hilton, Hyatt, Marriott, even Avis Rental Car as well, that the leisure market, which has certainly been the market to rebound the fastest over business travel, really is helping their occupancy, bookings, and revenues. And the WTTC did just release a report on North America's travel and tourism recovery. What's a big takeaway that you can offer from this upbeat report and forecast, because it was pretty positive for North America?
It was really positive. In fact, for 2021, so based comparing it on 2019 as a base year, the US region is recovering by 38% for 2021. A lot of that at the moment is domestic travel, but the really good news is it's going to far outstrip that for 2022. As you said, there's massive pent-up demand for travelers. So the US region is going to be outperforming the world when it comes to travelers coming back to the US. And I just wrote myself a little note actually earlier about the value, you know, of that to the US in terms of spending. First of all, travel and tourism used to represent about, before the pandemic happened, nearly 9% of GDP in the US. So it's a really, really important economic lever. If we look at spending, though, in terms of when UK citizens like me meet your shores or people from Europe or further afield, we contributed, the UK visitors contributed about $11 billion a year, US dollars, and from the EU, it's about $35 billion. So, you know, for the US to reopen, if I could put that more simply, we could be talking about an extra $198 million being pumped back into the US economy every day.
Well, Julia, listen, we will take that. And, you know, one thing Mary and I, we've done, we kicked off a big 10-city Let's Go America tour back in May, where we're taking the show once a month to different parts of the country, really to invest in the industry we love and help get our fans more comfortable being back out there in meaningful ways that positively impact the travel world while also promoting safe and responsible travel. So we've completed six stops already. We were just in Maui last month. We're after today's show. We're headed out to Santa Barbara. Harbor for Stop 7. And I just share that with you because, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get into this today, but that's great news, you know, the money that's coming in. We do need to get the business travel back. We clearly are seeing that in all of our travels. We're going to have that conversation with you in the future for sure, because until business travel returns in earnest, you know, some of the areas are going to struggle for sure. But we want to thank you very much for joining us. I hope you won't be a stranger. The phone does work two ways. Remember that.
Yes, we would love to talk to you again.
And our best to you and the WTTC team, okay?
Oh, well, the best to you, Robert and Mary. I've really enjoyed talking to you today. And can I give a big embrace to all my friends and family and everybody in the U.S.?
Yes, you may. Yes. And there you are. Julia, have
Absolutely.
A great weekend, okay?
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julia.
All right, there goes Julia. And folks, as we need to take a quick break, it's a good time for you to go online to our website at rmworldtravel.com. Vote in those new travel polls that we just mentioned. They're right there on the homepage. And while you're there, if you have a travel question or comment, just click on the Contact Us tab and send us your thoughts. 80% of the show is still ahead today. We'll get right to it after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.